Hello again, my name is Kay Reseed. I'm a coordinator with the Natomas Unified School District's Communications and Family Engagement, or as I like to say, I'm Kay with CAFE because it rhymes. In this episode, we will be speaking with Stephen Fong about learning recovery and the school district's efforts to help. And joining us today is Stephen. Stephen, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, thank you for having me, Kay. My name is Stephen Fong, and I'm a recent transplant into the Natomas Unified School District. I joined in July. I'm an executive director in the Office of the Chief Academic Officer and have been really excited to work on this learning recovery and intervention project as one of my first big areas to tackle in Natomas.
It's a very important subject too. So for those listening out there, can you explain, you know, why the school district is taking on this big project?
Absolutely. Well, we definitely know that the last, you know, 2+ years have not been easy for anyone. And certainly students and families, you know, in our schools have been, you know, most affected in a lot of really serious ways. And so when we talk about learning recovery, you know, we're looking both at some of the very real impacts of the pandemic on the academic and social emotional success of students, but also its impact on things that were already there before. And so, you know, when we say learning recovery and intervention, we're acknowledging both the need and the urgency of addressing what's happened in the last 2 years, but also really tackling what was there before. And so really finding out for each individual student, what is it that they need to thrive most, and doing that at that student level.
And with that said, there are some tools that you have been working on. Can you talk to us about these learning recovery tools?
Absolutely. You know, well, our superintendent, Chris Evans, you know, had an ambitious idea, and it was to be able to provide to families directly, you know, in one single document, a large amount of information that otherwise they'd have in many different places, as well as some new types of information that would let them really see where their student was at and then partner with us to make the best decisions for their student. So what we're looking at is this single, what we're calling a learning recovery intervention guide, as a tool that includes a student's recent attendance, their state math and English language arts exams, their grades, their self-assessments on their social-emotional surveys that we use in the district, as well as their own survey data from the parent, guardian, and student level, and putting all that together and then being able to make some recommendations for what next steps they might take.
How will this help parents?
Well, you know, we really see this as an engagement and empowerment tool. You know, we know that if parents and guardians have more information about their student and they're supported to use that information, then they're going to become strong partners with us. You know, we already have great partnerships and we already have great collaboration, but we know it can be better in all cases. And so being able to use this, a guide or other tools like it, to stimulate deeper conversations, you know, when a parent has this type of information, it's going to bring up for them, you know, moments where they might agree or disagree with what they're seeing. They have their own knowledge of their student that we don't have. And really then promoting that next really important step, which is reaching out to school, as well as us reaching out to them. Because we are also, and I should say it's very important, giving the same information to schools. And we're asking schools to see which of those students and their school have the highest needs and to reach out to those families.
I know you mentioned to me that this is really a part of a growing journey, right? So what do you hope parents, you know, how do you hope parents can help the school district in figuring out the ways that we can all come together and help the students in different ways? Because I know that this is also, as you mentioned, not a one-size-fits-all process.
Right. Well, it's definitely the start of a journey. We know there's a lot of room to grow, and you know, this is something that there's not a lot of examples of this exact kind of tool out there, so we are really forging a path. You know, what we see down the road is expanding on the types of information that we're able to provide at that student level, the types of data, expanding the types of supports we can point people to. And to your question, we know that not all the supports are built. So this is a process where we're setting a high bar for ourselves to raise the engagement, but knowing that we're still actively building the supports. And so what we hope to partner with is really understanding from the community what is needed most. So as we talk to parents about what they see as the highest needs for their students, we can then in turn start to build those school site level supports that match those needs.
All right, we will be right back after this short break. Hello. Learning another language often starts with hello.
Hola.
Help your child learn more than just a greeting by enrolling them this November to Natomas Unified's Heredia Arriaga Elementary School. which is set to open in 2023. The school will offer a unique Spanish and English immersion program for transitional kindergarten and kindergarten students. So saying hello,
hola,
may be just the beginning.
¿Cómo estás?
To learn more, please visit natomasunified.org/Heredia-Arriaga School.
Goodbye. Adios.
And we are back with Stephen Fong. So Stephen, during the break, we were talking about that this data is based during the spring semester, right? So, you know, with that said, is that something that parents should be cognizant of?
Absolutely. You know, we have inside of that individual report for the student, you know, whether it's their attendance or their grades or the state exams, those are all pieces of information from spring in the last school year. And, you know, it's very possible that a student who was performing at a level where we did not see a need for intervention based on that data could actually be showing great need today. And on the flip side, a student who was showing great need could actually be showing that they've really grown a lot since then and their needs might be different. So what we are just reminding families of and staff of is that what they know and see on the ground today is also really important. Like this document, this guide, it's a starting point. And again, if it's sparking conversations, then we feel like we've achieved our goal because we know that schools have in place a host of systems for looking at their students. So they're going to have real good data that can then be cross-referenced with this. And what we would hope happens is that all of those systems let us identify the gaps because we know there's students that are connected to services and there's students that may not need immediate support, but there are a chunk of students out there that need services and for some reason are not connected. And that's that group that if we can have real conversations with families in the next few weeks and then get them connected as soon as possible, then we know that's where the impact is made because every day that we go by that they're not connected is time we've lost to be able to do that intervention or learning recovery.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us. And for everyone out there, thank you for joining us for this week's conversation with NUSD episode. Stephen, if parents out there want more information about learning recovery, where may they go?
Thank you for asking. We have a number of supports built on our website. We have some frequently asked questions. We've recently posted a video tutorial where we go much more in depth in what's on each page and how parents can use the guide. There's going to be a reflection guide included inside of the mailing that goes out, which is a great starting point for looking at ways to use the guide. We also have a form that parents can fill out on our website if they have additional questions or want some support. And we would really point folks to the school site. You know, the shorter path we can create between a parent having some reflections on this and connecting with their, whether it be teacher, counselor, principal, or front office staff, and having that follow-up conversation, that's where they're going to get that real meaningful support because those are the folks that know their student.
So you can always go to natomasunified.org for more information. And also have a conversation with your teachers and your principal and even the staff here within the school district. Thank you again, and we will see you next time. Bye.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.